The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-3 in conference play and 2-6 overall. Purdue hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, looking forward to playing again this week in our stadium. It's homecoming week for us, and you know, I know Coach Cubitt's an excellent football coach, and he'll have his team ready to play this Saturday at noon, and it's going to be an exciting weekend for us.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen from Campaign News. Yes.
Hey, Coach, what's your philosophy on the day before a game? What you do with the kids, and how has that changed over the years?
We bring them in about 3 o'clock, and we'll have a special teams meeting just to give them the reminders. And then we break off into unit and individual meetings for about an hour and a half. We take them over to the hotel, over to the country club and have dinner, then check them in at the hotel, get back together at 9 o'clock, and have a kind of motivational meeting for 15 or 20 minutes, and then we put them to bed. It has not changed much in the last 10 to 15 years, but it's good to get them away from campus and away from all the distractions.
Did you come up with that, or did somebody else, somebody you've worked with, kind of come up with that way to do it?
We've been doing that for a long time. I mean, I can remember back my days in Army, back in the end of the 90s, we were doing that. So it's been going for a long period of time.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett from ESPN.com.
Hey, Darrell, I want to ask you have an offensive tackle from Sweden and a receiver from Paris. Are you guys kind of starting the United Nations there or something, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start taking foreign language classes here to communicate with some of our guys. But we got 2 great young men here in the program from overseas, and they've done a nice job for us. And the first year is a learning curve for them because there are some language barriers that you don't anticipate. For example, one of the guards was saying to the tackle, echo the call, meaning the line call, and he didn't know what echo the call meant until about 6 games into the season. So those are some of the stumbling blocks that you come across. But, both great young men and working extremely hard to be good football players.
And did you find it unusual that the players would come from those areas that aren't really known for American football?
We try to find players wherever they're coming from. And obviously these 2 guys were at a junior college in California. And you do your background homework on those guys and see what kind of kids they are and if they're athletic enough to help you win. And then you go after them as hard as you can.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, is there such a thing as momentum week to week? Do you think that'll matter when you line up against Illinois Saturday that you were able to win last week?
Well, I think it helps for sure. It makes you prepare much harder. But you know what? 1 week to the next week, it's its own entity, and we got to make sure we do everything we can just a little bit better than we did in preparation going into this game as we did the previous however many games we've had. I think that's the key, and not being complacent where you are and getting the win and just making sure we stay extremely aggressive and hungry with our program.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal from Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Darrell, as you watched film of the game against Nebraska, was it as good as you thought it was live? Did your players, grade out as well as you thought they would after you actually watched the film?
Yeah, it really was, Brian. We had 17 guys grade out winning performances, the most we've had since we've been here. The guys just, they've been playing hard, Brian, all season long, but I thought for the first time, as a group, collectively, they made plays, and they responded back to some adverse situations and were able to do some of the things that we needed to make some critical plays in critical situations. So, yeah, it was pretty good to watch the film. There's still a lot that we can get better at. Don't get me wrong there, but
sure.
They made some really good plays.
Okay. Congrats on the win. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy from ESPN.com.
Hey, Daryl, I was going to ask about momentum, too. I think Teddy hit on that. So I'll ask you quickly about David Blau, whether that was the best performance you've seen from him and why things were clicking for him on Saturday.
Yeah, it really was. And really the thing that I liked about him was he didn't throw the ball to the other team. That was the one thing. But also he made some really good decisions, throwing away with early pressure and taking off and running with it when he didn't have something open to get us a first down, a critical first down. Made really good decisions, and that's where it starts from that position. And then he threw some really soft balls. I mean, he threw two fade routes that were easy, catchable balls for our receivers, and that was good to see as well.
Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes in the line of Christopher Heidel with...
Hey, Coach.
Hello.
Hey, talk about this game against Illinois. How difficult is this 4-4 team with Illinois?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Okay, question is, talk about Illinois, you know, playing against them this week. You know, how difficult are they 4-4? Because they seem like they're a very good team.
They are a good team. And you know what? I don't know if that last game they played was indicative on how good they are. If you go back and you study their Iowa game and their Wisconsin game and Nebraska game, they play really, really good defense. And they got a great defensive front, I believe. And, you know, they did some things offensively to keep you off balance. So this is a good football team, and we got to make sure we're ready to go when they come in here on Saturday.
At beating Nebraska, do you think this might turn things around for the end of the season for you guys and make it a little positive?
Well, we'll take it one step at a time, and our preparation's never going to change. We're going to get ourselves as ready as we can week to week, and we'll see where it goes at the end of the season.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks.